It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and we are very, very excited today. When we kind of started talking about having Michelle on the show, we were very blown away by her story. We started following online and everything, and like everybody else on PEI following Michelle's story, it has been so very, very inspiring. So we are very pleased to welcome Michelle Hughes to the show today. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be sitting here with you guys.
We are just tickled pink to have you here to have us like just a co-host experience here for you. So we're going to try and make this as full on radio as it can possibly be. All right. And we've been chatting in here. Of course, we're going to get into your story. But why don't we just start by giving folks, a bit of background. All right. Who you are, where you live. Shout out the husband, the kids, all that stuff. If people don't know the story, we will definitely dive into that here in a few. So let's get to know Michelle Hughes.
Great. Thank you. So I'm Michelle and I live in the Cornwall area. I'm married to Tyrrell, who also known as Ty. And I have three kiddos. Juliet 7, Adeline 4, and Hatton Boy, who's 2. So those are my world. I'm most known as Mama, not Mama. Michelle, as Mama. But they're my world, and I absolutely adore them. My husband's back to work today. Summer's officially over for our family.
I think most people are living that right now with the crest into September. There's that word again, crest.
I know.
We move into the month of September, it is great to have you. You've had a pretty great summer, pretty busy summer. So why don't we first get into the actual story? And it's inspiring in itself that you're so comfortable speaking about it. So let's give folks a bit of an overview about what your situation is.
Sure. So I consider myself an incurable cancer thriver. I was diagnosed with incurable cancer in August 20th, 2021. And I have innumerable tumors throughout my entire body. So by looking at me, I look like a typical 36-year-old female mama, but no, I unfortunately have innumerable tumors in my lungs, 17 in my liver, one in my thigh, and one in my knee. So when I was diagnosed, my son was only 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
It was really difficult at that time in my life. I was just recovering from a really traumatic C-section, and I had collapsed, and it led to several weeks of testing. But I actually dealt with this pain for over 5 years. It started when I was pregnant with my daughter, Juliet, and I went to 17 different doctors, and everyone tried their best, but they weren't looking in the lens of an ultra-rare cancer, and that's what I have, an ultra-rare sarcoma called epithelioid hemangioendothelioma, which is an impossible name to say.
Scott, can you say that again? Spit that back in.
Let alone spell it. But it took me almost a full year to learn how to pronounce
that. I gotcha.
But it's E-H-E for short. And so I was given originally by my first oncologist 5 years to live, likely 3. And hearing that with kids at the time that were 5, 2, and only 1 month old was really heartbreaking.
Yeah. But it's heartbreaking to hear.
Yeah, but I refused to listen to that because inside I felt like I was the healthiest sick person you'd ever meet. Yes, I felt awful. I was in the ICU. I was very sick. But inside of me, I had so much drive to live. And we met with a sarcoma specialist at the Princess Margaret, and she told me to just live. And I took that saying, which came from a young girl who had my particular cancer. She developed that motto, and I ran with it, literally. And I started blogging, and it's called My Journey to Just Live. And I share my life out loud, hopefully inspiring others to do the same.
There's no question that you're inspiring others, Michelle.
For sure.
I appreciate that. I never envisioned my sharing my life out loud to turn into what it has today, with speaking gigs and opportunities of traveling across Canada and connecting with people around the world. It's been a beautiful journey, and it's crazy to say, but I absolutely love my life, even though I'm full of tumors.
Wow. And I mean, that is just, it's a true testament to mindset, really, and where you are in your own mind with you know, dealing with this. And it's just incredible.
I just wonder, so obviously you have this ridiculously amazing, unmatched outlook. Like for me, I'm just so in awe of your perspective. Were you always known as this person prior to your diagnosis? Were you someone who... like, was a fear, like, did you approach life with the same attitude?
You know, I've always lived my life out loud.
Yeah.
I will say that. My husband and I had fertility struggles. My husband and I actually suffered. Our first child was a stillbirth, and our second was a miscarriage at 12 weeks. So we went through a considerable amount of trauma. And so I've learned to live my life out loud to hope to reach one person out there.
Yes.
One person. If I can support them and change their outlook, their life, do it.
Yes.
Why not? You know, because truth is real and it's raw and it helps others.
No, I agree. I often say that I feel like we do a disservice to one another by not sharing our truths, because we can live, you know, in isolation where someone beside us might be sharing a very similar experience or similar pain and feeling like they're alone. So I just like what you're doing is just incredible. So we're going to talk lots more about that.
All right. Our interesting Islander today is not just interesting, but also inspiring. Michelle Hughes. It's all powered by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to make your nights come alive with the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. I've got the best music. We'll share some laughs. Have a great
connect to quality, culture, and expertise at Confederation Court Mall.
The Confederation Court Mall.
Today is sunny with a high of 19, tonight clear with a low of 10, and tomorrow sunshine again. We will have some winds tomorrow, becoming southwest 20, gusting to 40 in the morning, and a high of 23. Right now it is 13 in Summerside, it's 12 in Charlottetown at the Ocean 100 studios here.
And it's a little cooler to start the day today. You might notice that on your way out the door, so just keep that in mind. Doesn't matter, though. We're heading into a long weekend with lots of sunshine. Looking forward to it. A show that you need to get to. There's only a handful of opportunities. Craig Fair Music Productions presents Still Standing, A Night of Elton John and Billy Joel. This show opened last night at the PEI Brewing Company, and oh my gosh, the reviews are in, and it is apparently just fabulous. You have Craig Fair and Ben Akin backed by an 18-piece orchestra.
Yes.
Doing all of your favorite Elton John and Billy Joel songs, all right? So you can go tonight, peibrewingcompany.com, or you can do the 8th and 9th, also at the PEI Brewing Company.
And I'm pretty sure I saw Kelly Mooney is a backup singer
there. Wow.
Yeah. And Jelaine Molnar, I think, yeah, it's quite a crew.
You know a lot of musicians.
I don't, Darcy, I don't.
Van Halen, Dancing in the Street. It's Ocean 100, 752. Having a grand old time in here today with our latest interesting Islander, Michelle Hughes. Michelle, you should tell people where they can find your blog or where they can find, you know, it's on Facebook, everywhere, but give people the details on how they can follow you.
Sure. So it's My Journey to Just Live, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
And people can see, like, you are basically just peeling back the curtains, opening it up, and showing people your life, which is very cool, because you've been doing some pretty cool things. We were just talking about your trip to Moncton, and I personally went on the record and said that I low-key love Moncton, and you said that you low-key love Magic Mountain. Highly underrated.
Yes.
So tell me about your trip to Magic Mountain.
So it was super fun. We went there on Monday, and I decided when I was driving there, I'm going to do it all. My past life, which I say my life before cancer, you would find me on the sidelines as a mom, you know, cheering my kids on, the biggest smile, loving to witness their fun. Mm-hmm. But now I join the fun.
Okay.
That is the new me. And I made it a commitment to myself. I am doing every water slide. I'm doing the kamikaze. I am doing the torpedo. And I did it. So the kamikaze, walking up those stairs, totally terrified, realizing, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But I have to follow through.
Yep.
Because with cancer, my new thing is doing anything that excites you. Your heart beats a little bit faster. I chase that. I create it. I want to feel it. It makes me feel alive.
Yeah.
So I'm laying up there, ready to go down. I asked the attendant three times, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Had my hands behind my head, feet crossed, and I went down screaming. Absolutely screaming. Biggest wedgie of my life. Get to the bottom, and I look at my sister. I'm like, I don't know if that was worth it. I don't know. It was fun. It was exciting, and I'm happy I did do it in the end.
Was there a second time?
There was no second time of that
one.
Okay. Absolutely
not. Okay.
All right. You said, like, it all happened so fast. Like, you literally You were still feeling as terrified when you were done.
Like the
thrill of it all.
But as soon as I came to the end, my sister said, go do the torpedo, the one where the floor drops underneath of you. You go inside of a capsule and you're inside and the floor gives out. And I'm like, okay, let's just do it. Now that my heartbeat's going, let's do it. And I did that when I drowned at the end for a second and got up and was like, wow, it was terrifying.
Right on. That's Magic Mountain in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Check it out.
All right, let's get into the celebration calendar. It's also draw day today. Two Confederation Bridge passes going out. And if your name was on the list this week, you're qualified. Tracy Plaggenhoof is celebrating today. Happy birthday. Jared Adams, happy birthday, buddy. Welcome to the 40 Club, my friend. Your knees are going to start to feel a lot different very soon. That's from Christy Parker, family and friends. Freya Toombs from Miscouche is turning 3 today. Jess Gorvette Bernard, happy 15th. Love from Mom, Nellie, Ty, Paige, and all your furry friends. A belated birthday for Liam Lund from yesterday. Hope it was a great day. Joanne Drake, happy 51st from North River. That's from family and friends. Tomorrow, Brian Silliker is celebrating a 57th birthday from your wife. John Pike Jr. celebrated a birthday yesterday. Yesterday, John Pike Sr. celebrating a birthday today.
That's a lot of John Pike celebrating.
That is a lot of, you could probably save money on one cake. You can just do one
Happy
cake.
Happy birthday, John Pikes.
That's from family and friends. Who else do we have here? Kobe in Sherwood is celebrating today. Linda Brazel in Charlottetown. Happy birthday to my favorite sister, it says. Happy wedding anniversary to my wonderful husband, Jason Monahan. Clearly not my husband. That's Tasha's husband.
Yes, and she Stratford.
She says, happy anniversary. It's their 6th anniversary. Another one for Melissa, Missy, and John Myron in Cornwall. Lots of love from daughter Charlotte and Eliza, Jane, and dad and mom. Ann Crabb on the Crab Road is 66 today. And Brian Silliker in Kensington is 57. I think we already had that on there.
Well, we really, really want to say happy birthday to Brian Silliker.
Happy birthday, bud.
We also have Ellie Mullins turning 15 in West Royalty and a wedding anniversary to Huey and Brenda McDonald in York PEI. And they are celebrating 50 years. Wow, that's pretty.
That's a big one.
Marshall Thomas in Charlottetown is turning 32.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday.
Oh, and I like to say this one. Ava Beaton in Alexandra is celebrating her 14th birthday. Happy birthday from her mom, Michelle, Grammy, Cindy, Wade, Brian, and Sukri. And listen, Ava's out and about with Michelle like all the time. We saw her at the food drive yesterday, and I just love Ava. She's a ray of sunshine. So I really, really wish you a happy birthday, Ava, as well. Rodney Sanderson, and that comes with love from Teresa. Rodney is turning 60 today. William Sharon in Oyster Bed Bridge, 5 years old, and lots of love being sent from Daddy, Mommy, Ella, Avery, Ozzy, and Willow, and another wedding anniversary, Trent and Lori Arsenault. That is best wishes, love mom and stepdad. Enjoy your special day, and we love you.
And I will just mention that for some reason there was like something weird happened in the middle of the list there. So maybe some of those birthdays happen in the future. I'm not 100% sure anymore. But anyways, if you're on the list, we're going to put you into the draw, and we'll make that draw right now. I can feel Scott rolling his eyes. I can feel it.
Smooth.
Yeah. Congratulations to Sean O'Keefe and Amy Beaton, our winners this week with the Confederation Bridge celebration calendar.
Wonderful.
We will put some bridge passes in the mail for you. We'll have more with Michelle Hughes, who is just dazzled with our birthday announcements, coming up next.
Well-oiled machine.
And anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Saturday sunny and a high of 23. Confederation Bridge, open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, and good morning. It's 8:07 at Ocean 100. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show, and thank you very much, Scott. I have a birthday to add to the list here. Bryn McQuaid celebrating on the weekend on Sunday, I believe. All right, so have a good long weekend, Bryn. Have a terrific, terrific birthday.
Also, happy birthday. We have going out to Ellen Davies Ward with love from Audrey and Ren, Luke and Mary Lynn, Jacob and Megan, Jordan and Samaya. Happy birthday, Ellen.
Wonderful.
Davis Ward? Davis is...
Davis sent it in, yes.
All right, perfect. Wonderful. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia question. Thanks to everybody who played along this week. According to research, we do this about 20% more on weekends than on weekdays. What is it? A lot of great answers today through text. Sleep. A lot of people said sleep more. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said eat more. A lot of people said drink alcohol more on the weekend. All very valid answers. The one I was looking for, though, was smiling. You smile more on the weekend.
Smiling.
I do. I smile more on the weekend, too. I do.
We'll have to take your word for it.
Okay.
Because you don't want to see you on the weekend.
Okay.
I think that's what that meant.
Congratulations to Mary Perry, our winner of a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts with Darcy's Trivia. We'll have more with Michelle Hughes, our latest Interesting Islander, on the Ocean 100 Morning Show next.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is no...
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. It's Ocean 100, 813. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Friday. Ooh, feels good to say that. Long weekend, too. Labor Day, long weekend. And a forecast that fits the bill perfectly. Oh, could we set it up any better for you? We are having a great time chatting with Michelle Hughes today, learning about her story. Of course, all of us, we follow the blog, we follow the Facebook posts, so we know lots about you, but we're kind of unpackaging it for folks that maybe don't know your story right now. So again, you are you're suffering from a rare form of cancer, and instead of just being with cancer, and like, you know, as a lot of people do, you've decided to just live, which is super inspiring.
Thank you. No, I made a choice. I don't want to sit back and just wait to die. I'm going to make it the best life that I can. And it's been a lot of fun doing some pretty crazy, wild things.
I think it is outstanding. And I know recently you had your fun run. So just, and I don't know if we've done, I can't even remember what we've communicated here to folks listening, but you are a runner. So you have this diagnosis, you decide I'm going to just face life and live in every moment. I'm going to be doing the fun things with my kids. I'm going to just embrace it all, the silliness, everything I can. So you had the fun run recently, and you had, were expecting like maybe 200 folks would join and register. And in the end, you had to turn, you had to close off, you had more than 650 people join you, right?
We did.
And as I said to you earlier, we had the food drive this week, and I was witnessing the generosity and kindness of Islanders. But I didn't really have anything to do with it. Like, it was, you know what I mean? It was their goodness. But these people were here for you, really. So how did that feel to see that and to run with people and to know that you have inspired this many people and they're here with you?
Honestly, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm going to try not to cry here because it was such a beautiful sight to see this.
For sure.
Sea of pink is what we called it. Because our race shirt, which I actually have mine on, it's this most vibrant pink. When you see pink, you just, there's runners right there running by.
I was Heather McCauley. Yeah.
And it just makes you smile. You know, when you see pink, you create joy. And so we thought 200 people is all we thought. And over 650 people had registered. And we could have had, I'm going to say, well over 1,000 people join us. Yeah. But what was incredible was the sponsorships that were coming in. People from all over wanting to throw money at this event to be a part of it to support cancer research. And it's my cancer research.
Right.
Specifically for my specific cancer that doesn't get funding.
Right.
And for me, if I wanted to make a change for myself and my life, I have to be a part of that change. And people jumped on board and supported me with that. And we're doing our grand total. We think we reached our goal, which was $30,000, which in the end is being matched by the Sarcoma Cancer Foundation of Canada. Every single dollar. So we're looking at $60,000 going towards my specific cancer that's being studied at the Princess Margaret Cancer Treatment Center in Toronto, Ontario. So it was beautiful.
So not only are you suffering from this rare form of cancer, but you're also giving hope to people that are suffering through the exact same thing right now.
Yeah.
Like, that is incredible.
My hope is sure, I'd love to benefit from this, but if I can stop the cycle of moms, young moms, or anybody hearing the words incurable cancer, I want that to happen in the future. And I want to be a part of it. And I will not stop spreading awareness, and I will not stop fundraising and providing hope to others in that future.
And you've just been, and again, we come back to it, you've just made the decision to live. You've been doing some wild stuff over the last little bit, and things that, you know, are a little maybe out of the norm. Something as simple as just dancing in the car, you know? Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my husband used to drive me nuts. I love you, but
he probably still does too, I'm sure.
He does, but he used to sing and dance in the car so loud, and I'd be mortified. The windows would be down. He'd be embracing it, like just giving her. And the kids in the backseat would be laughing, and I'd be sitting there like, stop, stop, people are watching. And I realized, why?
Yeah.
Why am I telling him to stop? He is laughing. He is smiling so hard. The kids are loving every minute of this. And what a gift to be able to drive in your car and to sing and dance.
Right.
So I started joining him. And it is so much fun. And yeah, when you get caught and someone's driving by you and they see you and they laugh at you, it is the best feeling. I either, you know, just created joy for them or I annoyed them, whatever. It was fun.
I think that we go about our days, worried about what somebody else's judgment might be, when really the person or the stranger in the car beside us, perhaps it shouldn't really matter to us what they think. And oftentimes we're making an assumption that they would think we were being silly when really we may have the opportunity to spread some joy
that way. So on my blog, on my Journey to Just Love, I often talk about perceived judgment.
Yeah.
We're held back by things that we assume people are going to judge us on.
Uh-huh.
But why do we care?
Yeah.
If it fills our bucket, if it makes us feel good, why not do it? Because life on this side of doing things for fun and creating joy is way better.
I'm going to let that percolate for a minute or two, because that is some sound advice. We'll have more with Michelle Hughes, our interesting Islander. This has been so inspiring. We have more coming up here in a few in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Wow, it's really getting hot out. I should send my dog for grooming right away.
Have you heard of PYKY Pet Boutique, the new pet grooming store in Summerside? They do great work, and they're really sweet with your pets.
Amazing. Are they quick?
Summer on Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort. PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
It is sunny today with a high of 19. Tonight will be clear and a low of 10. Tomorrow, sunshine again and a high of 23. Right now, it is 14 in Summerside and it is 13 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we'll have more with Michelle Hughes. It has been a terrific visit. And we'll have more with her coming up next. Our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Was this in the Back to the Future movie?
Are you asking me?
Okay,
for
yeah, no.
Movie trivia?
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It's 8:25. It is the Friday ahead of a long weekend, and we are just enjoying our time here with Michelle Hughes. If you don't know Michelle's story, she was recently, a couple years ago now, diagnosed with cancer, a form of cancer that is incurable. And she has made the decision to just live. So sitting across from you wouldn't even know that you're suffering from cancer.
Because she's not, well, I mean, she's been diagnosed with cancer, but as somebody who observes you, I don't feel like you live in a way that there's suffering. I don't know how to explain that right.
I am not suffering at all. I absolutely love my life, and I'm thriving is what I call it. Cancer thriver.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see it in everything that you write.
And you do a lot of, you do some wellness stuff, too. I heard you guys talking about ice baths over there. I've been reading a lot and seeing a lot more on ice baths. Tell me very quickly how the ice bath has affected your life, and I guess your entire family's life,
yes,
too.
Yes. Everyone's doing it in my family. But my husband actually started over a year ago. He was doing it outside in, a horse trough, a horse tub.
Okay.
Outside of our house in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And chipping the ice off the top. And I'd watch him jump in, scream his head off, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he was telling me all these benefits. Mm-hmm. He was saying how energized he was, how, it's promoting resiliency, it's helping inflammation, all these different things in his body. And I'm like, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this. Absolutely not. with cancer, I have so much inflammation in my body. And what I've learned, unfortunately, is my inflammation creates significant pain. I live with pain 24/7. And he's like, if this could potentially help your inflammation, why not just try it?
Right.
So I decided one day I'm going to hop in. But I said, I am not doing it outside. I'm not going out in the wintertime, chipping the ice off. We need to find a way for me to do it more comfortably, yes, I guess we'll say. And so he found the idea of getting a deep freeze, filling it up with water, and plugging it into like a thermostat. It's for a greenhouse, actually, yep, a temperature gauge. And we set it to a temperature. It was actually 40 Fahrenheit when we started. Hopped in, 20 seconds is all I did.
Okay.
It was freezing. It was awful. But doing that consistently for 3, 4, 5 days, by day 5, I was hooked. I was jumping out of that thing. I was zipping around the house, getting everything done. My inflammation, especially in my cancer in my leg, game changer.
Wow.
And so my sister, actually a month in, decided to join as well. We've been doing this now 6 months, every day. I took the last week and a half off because we just moved from our cottage back home.
Right.
And we're filling the deep freeze up today, and we're jumping in starting tomorrow.
And you had said that when you, the first one, you lasted 20 seconds, and now you are up to between 3 and 5 minutes.
Between 3 to 5 minutes. You want that feeling of, I need to get out of here. Yeah. This is freezing. I'm going to die.
And it's like invigorating. Like you jump out of it and you're empowered and energetic, yes, and just feeling like
feel so incredible.
So alive.
Yeah.
And obviously we know you're a runner, and that running gives you that same feeling of empowerment. And
I say you feel free to fly. Mm. I was never a runner before I was diagnosed. I did not exercise ever. And I was diagnosed in August 2021. In January 2022, I decided I'm going to set my body up for success. If I want to live, I want to live the best life. I need to change my eating habits. I need to change my lifestyle changes as well. So I started eating more plant-based, and I decided to run. And I became a stroller mom because I'm a mom with 3 kids. And if I want to exercise, I got to take them with me.
You got to do it.
Right. So you're pushing and pulling, right?
I push and pull. So I push a double, which is more than my body weight. And then I pull my son from behind in a stroller that's designed to pull from behind. And it's about 65 pounds.
Let's just say that again. So how many pounds in total are you moving?
Oh, come on. You should be able to figure that math out.
Everyone knows I'm not a mathematician.
Come on now.
Come on, nurse. A lot, though. Like it's incredible.
Around, I think 175 around there.
Unbelievable.
While suffering from cancer.
No,
living through cancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
But you can choose hard.
Yeah.
And that's been my motto is I can, so I will. Because what's stopping you from trying it?
Oh,
nothing.
No, you're right. And
just do it.
I know that sitting here beside you is one thing. I know people listening and who follow you and who know you. I'm sure that you're encouraging so many more people to